And now, we welcome you to Music in Chicago, a weekly series of programs heard each Tuesday evening at this time and devoted to Chicago-area musical artists and events. Music in Chicago is brought to you jointly by Commonwealth Edison Company, with concern for your total environment, and by United Airlines, serving Chicago with more 747s and more DC-10s to more of your land than anyone. The friendly skies of your land, United Airlines. Tonight's program is also presented in cooperation with the Electronic Studio of the School of the Art Institute. And now, here is your Music in Chicago host, Norman Pellegrini.
For us, the momentous day has arrived, and for you too, because Music in Chicago tonight is a program which, if we don't have you participating, we don't have a program. It's called Public Supply. Max Newhouse, electronic composer, is going to be taking calls from listeners for about an hour and a half's time. Maybe it'll run a little longer than that. We shall see. What Public Supply is listeners to WFMT telephoning in sounds, any kind of sounds, for as long or as short as you want to make said sounds. And no matter what they are, whether it's human voice, whether it's talking, singing, whistling, whether it's objects, whether it's tape recorders, phonographs, anything you want at all to participate, you call in to 467-0280, keep talking or making sound or whatever it is for as long as you like, and while you're doing so, instantaneously, Max Newhouse is going to be in the WFMT studio taking these calls, putting oscillators on them and other electronic devices, and making a composition out of all these sounds blended together and processed together. It should be a lot of fun, and we do hope that you are going to participate. As we say, that is the most important element in public supply. That's why it's called public supply. The listeners out there in radio land have to be the ones to telephone the information in, whatever kind of information you want. So use your imagination and have some fun with us. And as we say, be part of the composition. Public supply will begin in just a moment. Here is the way public supply happens. To phone in your sounds, call us anytime while public supply is going on. Keep your radio tuned to WFMT with the volume fairly high and the radio close to your telephone while you're calling. Now, your call will be answered automatically, but no one is going to speak. So when you hear the phone ringer stop ringing, you'll know that you're hooked in to public supply. Just keep making your sounds for as long as you want, participate for as long as you want, and Max Newhouse will be feeding you in through his assorted electronic devices. Now, it may happen, of course, that we hope a lot of calls are going to come in, that you may get a busy signal. Please try us again. We want everybody to be part of public supply. And, of course, if you like, you can call more than once. You'll be able to tell when the call is switched off. If Mr. Newhouse decides he's going to go on to someone or something else, he will do so and you'll be cut off. But if you want to try again and call the number and add some more sounds, why, by all means, do that. As to what kind of sounds, that is entirely up to you. Voices, objects, musical instruments of any type, material from a phonograph, a tape recorder, any sound source you can think of. And so please, by all means, use your imagination and just do it. By the way, we have printed in the Chicago Guide that the number to call is our station number, 644-1900. That is not correct. Because we have eight lines coming in here, and because of the special devices and all this sort of thing, we have to have a different number. We'll be reminding you of said number from time to time during public supply. But why don't you write it down now, so if you decide to participate, maybe not right away, but later, you'll have the number right in front of you. You can just rush and dial the number or whatever. It's 467-0280. Okay, let's start right now. Let's have your calls right now. We're going to start public supply with Max Newhouse, 467-0280.
Thank you.
This is Public Supply on Music in Chicago over WFMT. Come on, contribute your sounds, your noises, whatever. Call now, 467-0280.
Thank you.
You're listening to Public Supply. We hope you're participating, too. If not, come on, call in your sounds, whatever they are, to 467-0280. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Public Supply with Max Newhouse, our program today on music in Chicago. We hope, by the way, you're not only listening, but you're participating as well, because the important thing about Public Supply is that it's just that. The sounds coming in from the listening public make up the basis of this composition, which Mr. Newhouse is treating electronically. All of the sounds, all of the voices, all of the things we're getting in over the telephone, as you've been hearing for the last half hour or so. We have lots more to come on Public Supply. At this point, though, we're going to take a brief intermission during which you can regroup your forces, maybe think up some new sounds, and dial all over again to 467-0280. But at this point, a brief intermission.
And now, here again is your Music in Chicago host, Norm Pellegrini.
And we are back with Public Supply, and we want you to join us for Public Supply by contributing any kind of sounds you want. Voices, instruments, noisemakers, tape recorders, phonographs, any and everything you want to contribute sonically, you telephone it in, and Max Newhouse, who's in the WFMT studio, is mixing it electronically, and what comes out is the composition, the one and only composition, the only time such a composition will ever be heard in this form, because you are the people contributing to it at this moment, and it's happening instantaneously. So call in. The number, if you get a busy signal, please call again, because we want everybody to participate. Start calling again, please. The number is 467-0280.
Hi, how you doing? Huh?
Yeah, I did. I did good.
Thank you.
Our telephone number for calls into public supply is 467-0280. If you haven't participated yet with your sounds, or if you've gotten a busy signal, come on, try us. 467-0280. Be part of the composition.
Thank you. This is your mystery caller.
Calling you.
Is bringing us Public Supply on Music in Chicago on WFMT, but we need your sounds to make it a real composition. Call in with any kinds of sounds and all kinds of sounds. The number, 467-0280.
What's your name?
Bernstein's Flynn, Herbert von Karajan's Grace, and Zubin Mehta's Young. But when the directors of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra cast around for a conductor to save their troubled orchestra, all the stereotypes and selected a man who looked, according to one Chicago musician, like a tennis player.
Listening to Public Supply, and as we said before, we hope you are participating as well. We still have much more to come on Public Supply because we have many more people still to call in. We hope if you haven't called in yet, you're going to do so, or if you got a busy signal, you will try us again. At this point, though, we're going to take a brief intermission. Before we do, let us tell you what's happening in case you happen to tune in the middle of this and wondered what on earth is going on. This is Public Supply, Max Newhouse, electronic composers in the WFMT studio with oscillators and other devices. And he is putting those devices on top of the sounds that listeners are phoning into us, all kinds of sounds, voices, music, tape recorders, objects, whatever sounds. And our number for sounds is 467-0280. At this point, we're going to give you another chance to sort of regroup. Gather your wits for a moment to come up with some new sounds or to get ready to contribute sounds if you haven't done so already. Let us take a brief intermission on Music in Chicago. You're listening to Music in Chicago, and this is our program, Public Supply, with Max Newhouse. Mr. Newhouse is in the WFMT studio with oscillators and other electronic devices, and this next segment of Public Supply is going to be the last one, so if you haven't joined in, if you haven't participated, if you haven't been part of the composition so far, please become so right now by telephoning in to WFMT, not the usual station number, but 467-0280. Any kind of sounds you want, whether it's voice or whether it's music, musical instruments, objects, any type of material, phonograph, tape recorder, whatever you want to contribute. Please, come on, join in. If you've had a busy signal, tried us before, try us again, please. We only have about another half hour or so to go on Public Supply, and we sincerely want everybody to join in, be part of the composition. Be mixed in by Max Newhouse as we go back to Public Supply. Call us at 467-0280.
Thank you. Woo-hoo!
is Public Supply on Music in Chicago over WFMT. Come on, contribute your sounds, your noises, whatever. Call now, 467-0280.
Thank you. 841-5122.
Listening to Public Supply, we hope you're participating too. If not, come on, call in your sounds, whatever they are, to 467-0280.
are you? I'm fine.
Thank you.
And that is it. That is Public Supply. Thanks to the WFMT listeners and to electronic composer Max Newhouse, who has been in the WFMT studio mixing electronically and with all kinds of electronic devices on top of the sounds contributed by you, the listeners. If you participated, you have been part of a one-time-only composition. You have been part of Public Supply. And we do hope you've enjoyed it. It was kind of a fascinating thing for us. And we sincerely want your comments about this program, as we always want on Music in Chicago, but would you like more of this sort of thing? This is quite a departure. The first time we've certainly had any live electronic music. We've, of course, had programs before with Raymond Wilding White, who's done several things for us and with us on Music in Chicago, but this is the first time around for something like Public Supply. Mr. Newhouse would also like your comments very much, just as much as we would. So please do write to us at WFMT 500 North Michigan Avenue, Chicago.